Well, I guess on the 20th.
Yes.
And that's nice. That's a nice rhyme. And FASD on the 19th. You talked about drinking. We talked about this earlier, and I wanted to get it out right now. When we had our kids, the doctors never told us not to drink alcohol during pregnancy. And so, like, as soon as we heard that Susie was pregnant, we had a bottle of wine, congratulated, toasted ourselves. I understand that's not a good idea anymore.
Right, yeah. The literature says that no amount of alcohol during pregnancy is safe.
Okay. And so basically, my mom told me that when she was pregnant with me, she had, you know, her women have cravings. Her craving was for beer. And, you know, and I think there are a lot of people who grew up in my generation who maybe, you know, have, you know, grandkids coming along and they don't understand this. You know, maybe, hey, you know, congratulations, you're going to have a baby. Let's toast our new grandchild. Not a good idea.
Right. And as I said earlier, actually, people in my generation even are still, you know, not being told that they shouldn't drink alcohol at all. They're being more told that some alcohol is okay, but that's not necessarily true.
Really? Yeah. So some alcohol is not okay?
Right. No amount of alcohol is okay.
Okay.
Well, and that's, you know, during the pregnancy. And then one of the other things in terms of the science that we've gotten and the data that we have collected over the years is that, you know, we used to think that, well, it's okay for younger people to drink also. And one of the things that we've discovered is that our brain continues to develop between until about 25 to 28 years old, and any consumption of whether it's alcohol or other drugs impacts that developing brain. So that's one of those other things that science has brought about. So not drinking during pregnancy and trying to hold off drinking or using other substances up until you're at least past 21.
Really, really, yeah. Because again, when I was a kid, I grew up in, you know, an immigrant family, and it was very normal to have wine with meals, including the kids.
Right.
You know, and it was part of the culture.
Right. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin, and
oh man,
you know, that was a, you know, rite of passage.
Sure. For 18 years old.
Or younger.
Well, 18 was a legal age.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, with the brain development, we know that, you know, age 21, and if we can push that, you know, past that 25, 28 age range when the brain is more fully developed, it continues to develop after that. But so there's a lot of science now, which is why we wanted to do the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder lunch and learn, which is from 12 to 2:30 on the 19th at the library,
yeah,
and then do a town hall meeting on Thursday from 6:30 to 8 to bring our community together and just gain some knowledge. We're going to share some statistics that we have. And as we've been developing our the data, collecting data locally, there's been some trends that have been of concern to us. So we wanted to share that.
We have Lloyd Platson from Sitka Counseling and Haley Heck, who is the team coordinator for FASD Diagnostic Team here in Sitka. It's interesting because I think when kids turn 18, even before they're 21, let's say they go off to college or off to a boarding school or something like that, it's kind of a rite of passage for them to get wasted at that age. And how do we stop that that type of attitude and behavior?
Well, I think part of that is just has to come from adults,
yeah,
looking at our patterns of use and misuse of chemicals and other substances. And again, you know, the knowledge that we've gained through research and science, you know, about the brain development, acknowledging that and talking to our kids, a lot of time. I mean, part of the good news is that approximately 80% of the kids nowadays locally don't use
really?
Alcohol.
That's good news.
And that's one of those misperceived norms that are out there that we. It kind of stands, it's like getting a red car, a brand new red car. Then
yeah,
you start noticing all the red cars. We tend to notice when people are doing something that's out of the norm. So people believe that all these kids and all these adults are drinking when really 80% don't drink. So that's the good news. The bad news is that what we're finding is a kind of an upward trend in 30-day use and binge drinking among
now,
you.
What do you mean by 30-day use?
The question, it's from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. The question is, in the past 30 days, how many times have you had one or more drinks of alcohol?
Okay.
So that's 30-day use, and then binge drinking is, for women, is 4 drinks within 1 to 2 hours, and for males, it's 5 drinks 1 to 2 hours. And so 30-day use and binge drinking is going up. And
among kids?
Among kids, yep. Well, and Sitka itself is above state and national average in
for binge drinking, yeah. And I saw that on the Robert Wood Johnson Health Foundation, that Sitka is very high for binge drinking.
Right, among youth and adults.
So. And adults.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree with that. Like, for people that are my age, alcohol use is pretty ubiquitous. It's, you know.
Really?
Absolutely.
That kind of contradicts what you said about 80% of the kids aren't doing it. So is it just like 20% who are using heavily?
Yeah, I mean, again, and we're pretty sure about the data that we've gotten. It the YRBS suggests it, and our local data suggests, again, that our local data says 79.5%. YRBS data says 80.2% are not using.
Which is good news.
Is the great news. And that has to do with that misperceived norm. But, again, those people that are choosing to use are oftentimes binge drinking. And it becomes very obvious, so we pay attention to that.
Yeah. I was about to say those who choose to drink dangerously, but I guess any drinking for anybody under 26 could be dangerous.
Yeah, when you think about the developing brain, and especially when we start looking at the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, at any age, if you're going to become pregnant or are pregnant, the recommendation is no use.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, when we talk about spectrum disorder, there could be mild impacts from that, or there could be more severe impacts from that. And Haley can speak more to that than me.
Haley?
Right. I think it's pretty often that we get people that are coming through the diagnostic clinic that their mothers didn't necessarily drink whenever they knew that they were pregnant. It's before they find out, which is, you know, before about 6 weeks.
Right.
And even drinking during that time is critical. It can have lasting effects on the infant.
So it might be, if you're trying to have a kid, best to lay off right from the start.
Yeah, and I think there's some suggestion that even males drinking might have an impact.
Really?
Is that? I had read that someplace. I just wondering if is that true.
Right. That's kind of fairly new literature, and that has to do more with epigenetics. So the actual effect of the alcohol on the male DNA that then you know, combines with.
So that could be a problem.
Yes.
Okay, while we have a few minutes left, tell us what's going to happen on Wednesday and what's going to happen on Thursday.
Wednesday is the Lunch and Learn at the library. Everyone in the community is invited. We're going to be presenting Moment to Moment, which is a film about teenagers with FASD. And then we're going to kind of have an open discussion, people that have questions about FASD and what it means, and they can ask questions then, and that's going to be from 12 to 2:30.
12 to 2:30 at the library on Wednesday.
Wednesday the 19th.
And on Thursday?
On Thursday night from 6:30 to 8, we're going to be doing a community discussion, town hall meeting on underage drinking and alcohol use, and really talk about some of the data that we've collected, both from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey and some local data. We're going to share that. There's some surprising trends, some red flags that I think for our community. And I hope people show up for that. We're going to have a few different people come, or hopefully we'll have somebody from law enforcement, emergency room, fire department, EMS, and they're going to talk about what they're seeing. And then we're going to share the data, and then hopefully just have an open discussion. And again, the whole community is invited to come to that.
And that is at?
That's going to be at the Shikatuan Nakahiti House, it's a great setting.
It's at 6:30.
6:30 to 8 p.m.
Right. Underage drinking and alcohol, town hall meeting. And before that, the day before that, at the library, a lunch and learn from noon until 2:15 at the Sitka Public Library. And anything else you want to add quickly before we go back to Morning Edition?
Just that we hope and invite the community to come to really talk about these issues.
Yeah, thank you very much. Haley, anything you want to add?
No, I think you said it. That's good.
Okay, Lloyd Plantson, Sitka Counseling and Hope Coalition, and Haley Heck, the team coordinator for the FASD Diagnostic Team. Thanks for being my guest on Morning Edition this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.